Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome into the Raheemy Harrison Grody Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Layla has the day off, but we are a big budget three-person show. We have to be. So Clay Harbor is in the house. What's up, Clay?
Not a lot, man. Looking forward to talking some Bears, some ball today. Got Packers coming up. Big rivalry game. Let's go.
Three-man weave, but also these formations that we're in now. I don't even recognize the formation we're in right now. What is this?
It's kind of a wild day so far for yours truly, because I was called in because unfortunately Layla is sick, which is fine, which is great because I get to be with you guys and talk about the Bears for 4 hours. What else would I be doing in my life? But then just as we were about to begin the show, my microphone fell off because I was trying to get it into the proper position, and so I had to abandon that right before we came on the air, and now I am in between you two handsome
men here. The wishbone right here? What is this, Clay, that we're doing right now?
It's called the Oreo cookie. I don't know.
It is. It is indeed. That fits.
I just want once the opportunity to hang out with you guys in one of your exclusive nights out, because I see you guys at your fancy restaurants taking pictures, and Grody doesn't even get a call.
What fancy restaurant have you seen me at?
There have been pictures in the past that I've
seen
you
some
two.
Nice restaurants.
Hold on. Grody's last outing was at Adelina Prime. I haven't been to Adelina Prime in like 2 years.
That's true.
Say it again, Clay.
Grody's budget's even bigger than ours.
That was a pretty healthy one. I saw Arturis Karnišovas out there that night. He was at a table right behind me. I was with a friend of mine, and I told him, I said, don't make a big deal out of this. I said, don't turn around, but sitting right behind us is the basketball operations director of the Chicago Bulls. And then he gets up, and I thought I might have said something to him if the situation felt right, if literally the geography felt right. I felt if I had said something to him in the middle of the restaurant, it would have caused something of a stir. So I didn't. I just let it go. But my buddy Fez was like, dude, what are you doing? Why don't you say something? Why didn't you ask him about Antetokounmpo and why he's not coming to the Bulls? I'm like, that's not the way this works. Yeah. This is not business right now. These are people enjoying steaks right now, and I do not want to bother the man.
I'm just glad you got that prime cut, because you know you make that big boy money.
Well, it was absolutely delicious. Let's just put it this way. The cable bill is being paid in installments this month because of that.
That's fair. Yeah. That's normal cable these days with 1,000 streaming services at your disposal.
Honest to God, like I compared what I paid at Adelina to what a cable bill is today, and most people can imagine what that is. I'm so glad to be here, though, with you two gentlemen to go hardcore Bears today. And one of the things that we have been talking about for the last couple of days, something that we discussed yesterday, it started to bring it into the light a little bit yesterday. We need to expand on it. And that is what we are all so, I feel like part of what we are about to discuss is heavy duty wish casting and want for it. Something that we have been hungry for probably for most people listening their lifetimes. And for once in a Bears fan, a Bears media person, whatever the case may be, whatever your relationship is to the Bears, to have a actual a quarterback rivalry with another team, as in, could this be Caleb Williams versus Jordan Love? Are we moving into an area where this could be an actual, legitimate, sustainable quarterback rivalry for the next decade or so?
I think we're there, and here's why I think we're there. And that's why Saturday's game is so important, not just because, yes, you do have the chance to go into the outright driver's seat by putting yourself a game and a half up on the Packers with two games left to play. At that point, you just need to handle business against them, and then you win one more game, you're going to win the NFC North. That is, unless you find a way to, well, lose to Detroit and Detroit wins out. But I don't see that happening. So I think what you look at when you see Caleb Williams specifically is a guy who played just as well until that very final play against the Packers as Jordan Love did in that game. And so I know there's been times when people wish for a star quarterback in Chicago and it's never quite come. But with that comes the greatness of rivalries. Rivalries renewed. Aaron Rodgers owned the Bears for so long. Now you have a chance to see Caleb Williams step into the spotlight and say, I can go toe-to-toe with Jordan Love for as long as Jordan Love is a quarterback. And remember, Jordan Love's in year three as a starter, year, what, five as a quarterback in the NFL? And Caleb is almost caught up to him now, just that quickly. And I love it.
What I liked about what I saw from Caleb, and I absolutely agree with you. I think this is a rivalry. And why is it a rivalry? It's because of Ben Johnson, how he's able to accentuate what Caleb Williams is good at, throwing the ball down the field, giving him some time, teaching him this play action game that he had never been exposed to before. And the first half of that game was not the Caleb Williams that we know. I mean, you look, the Bears, their first three drives had one first down and five net yards. They had one drive with more than one first down in the first half of that game. They had 15 first downs on their four drives after the half. So you saw that Caleb Williams coming into his own, making that comeback, and just right there had the touchdown pass. I think if it comes around this week, he hits it. And I think this is something we're going to see for years to come, that second half Caleb, and then what we saw from Jordan Love, who's obviously a good quarterback as well. They're going to be the top two guys in this division.
Yeah, and there is no doubt that Jordan Love won the day in the first meeting in terms of the explosive plays that he made to Bo Melton, the Christian Watson, multiple plays. Josh Jacobs did what he did. That has nothing to do with Jordan Love necessarily. However, to your point, Caleb Williams kind of quietly made his own array of elite throws in that game as well. So he's sort of stacking the game. The 28-yarder to Burden in the fourth quarter. That play down the sideline to Devin Duvernay. This is the Green Bay game that we're talking about here. That sidearm strike to Olamide Zaccheaus for the a touchdown in another tight window. Like, Caleb is starting to feel himself when it comes to the tight windows that he may have been avoiding some last year.
And let's not forget, Caleb Williams has Rashawn Gary and Micah Parsons chasing him in that game. Jordan Love had Montez Sweat and Austin Booker. And no offense to those two guys.
The ghost of Dio.
The ghost of Dio.
Oh,
there
the
too.
Ghost of Dio.
Much better defense for the Packers that Caleb Williams was going against than what Jordan Love was going against. And that was when Kyler Gordon was supposed to play that game. So I will give Dennis Allen some grace there, because he was game planning under the idea that Kyler Gordon was going to be playing. He probably ain't going to leave C.J. Gardner-Johnson one-on-one with Christian Watson. He ain't going to leave Kevin Byard on a zero blitz one-on-one with Christian Watson, Bo Melton. Okay, because he thought that Kyler Gordon would be in these situations, yeah. A 4-3 guy, a guy that jumps 40 inches, a guy that has 11-foot broad jump, as explosive as any receiver on the field. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, I think he's had some good plays this year, but he is not near the athlete of Kyler Gordon.
See, that what you're saying, it resonates with me, because what you're saying, I think, is that these are adjustments that Dennis Allen can make.
Well, now he has to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, he has to, but there are logical ways to... You learn a lot from that game in terms of what the Packers did to you. I'm not necessarily saying moving forward and like you've learned something, like the light came on for the defense, but those are things that you could watch on, which the Bears are probably obsessively doing and finding a different plan for those scenarios, because we know, Marshall, that Jordan Love, he's going to go for those explosive. There are going to be 5 to 7 plays where Jordan Love is going to attempt big time plays, and the idea is that the Bears will have adjusted enough to limit the explosive plays this time, which they did not do in the first round.
Well, the biggest thing for me is when Jordan Love makes a mistake, and he will make a mistake, if not many mistakes in this game, on the road, at Soldier Field, at night, rowdy fans, the Bears, they'll capitalize defensively, but now I have more confidence that the offense, when they get the ball, I don't know, first and 10 at the Green Bay 36, will put points on the board. And you could argue that was the difference in the game, is the fact that they got the ball first and 10, 36-yard line of Green Bay, and did not score. That's how you lose games like that. You have to take advantage of opportunities. I think they'll have more opportunities. Remember, going into that game, Jordan Love had 3 interceptions. Since then, in 2 games, he's thrown 3 interceptions. He is ripe for the picking, and they understand they're playing with a much slimmer margin to win a game, the Packers are, than they were 2 weeks ago because of all the guys that they'll be missing.
Yeah, no, absolutely, and you gotta think about this too. They're playing against probably the best defense in the league, the Denver Broncos. Jordan Love was pressured, wasn't even blitzed that much. It's the best way you get after Jordan Love. If you can get pressure with the front four, I know that's not the strength of our Bears. Last week, they did take a step forward, even if it was against the lowly Browns and their third string offensive lineman. But the Broncos are a team, they have some things going for them. Obviously, the Bears don't, but I don't think the Bears are going to blitz as much this week. And to Dennis Allen's credit here, he did call some decent calls. They didn't execute. The C.J. Gardner-Johnson, the zero blitz where Kevin Byard got beat for a touchdown. C.J. Gardner-Johnson ran over Montez Sweat. He tripped into the guy inside of him. And then this is supposed to be an unblocked pressure where you scheme open one blitzer. And nobody came open. And then Jordan Love's going to hit you. But I think you're absolutely right. This team was coming in flying high when they played the Bears the first time, the second half of the Bears game, and then last week against the Broncos, losing that game after being up 10-9 in the third quarter. I think they're coming with a little bit of momentum the other direction.
One thing that does make this feel very rivalry-esque is that pressure can kind of go from one direction to the other. I think there's more pressure on Jordan Love in this game than there is on Caleb Williams.
Because of the expectations.
Because of the expectations. You are the incumbent. You're supposed to be better than Caleb Williams. You are the guy who's got more experience playing in the NFL. And now you've got to go on the road and do it all over again. Whereas Caleb Williams is like, I got a strong run game to lean on. I know that I'm playing my best football, coming off perhaps my best performance as a professional quarterback from last week. Even if it was lesser competition, you still got to make the throws. You still have to make the good decisions. You still have to not put the ball in harm's way. I think Caleb Williams has done a better job of taking care of the football this year than Jordan Love. And I think he understands that this is an opportunity for him to take a big step forward, both in this rivalry and also the NFL at large, specifically the NFC standings.
I see what I do understand what you're saying, and this is a subtle difference in what I'm about to say, but I do think that this game on the overall for Caleb and the Bears is just as important, or pressure packed. The stakes are just as high for the Bears as is for the Packers, as we sort of discussed yesterday. I think we brought this question to the air yesterday. What if the Bears lose the game? I mean, that'll be really sad. Like, if the Bears get swept by the Packers this year, knowing the improvement that they made, knowing that I personally took away the gravy aspect of this season, that it ain't just gravy anymore.
Just straight mash.
It stopped being gravy. Yeah, just straight mash. No more gravy. After they beat Philadelphia, that was off to me, because to a lot of people this season just felt like extra. It's like it's bonus time, and then we'll figure out what happened in the offseason. No, folks, the Bears are legitimately good, and they should legitimately win this game, and if they don't, to me, it will be wholly disappointing. Let's keep going with this discussion. I want to bring another part into it, and that is something we were just discussing backstage, and that is can Caleb Williams become the next NFL villain? And who is? Just like, think about this. I was thinking about this on my walk into the Score today. Who are the greatest villains on Chicago sports teams? Not, I'm not talking about Bill Laimbeer and George Cumbie and guys that you have
really
gone up against.
There.
hey man, that's my versatility. I could bring it back to the 1980s, and then I'm right back on 2025 in an absolute moment. But I'm talking about Chicago sports villains. And if you want to call them in or text them in, 312-644-6767, players that played for the teams that you watch in Chicago that were not well liked throughout the rest of the nation. Those are the examples that I'm looking for. 312-644-6767. Later on, we'll get into some of the Bears' injuries and the Packers' injuries as well, because that keeps getting more interesting by the minute, quite frankly. That and more coming up on Raheemy, Harris, and Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.